Boundaries and restrictions.
Yeah.
Well, the true boundaries and restrictions are given by God in the Bible. And they are unmovable laws and rules that He intended us to adhere to. We can push against God's laws, but we'll suffer. We'll suffer for it. But then there are some man-made rules and laws, and some need not only to be pushed against, but they need to be kicked over. So yes, there is a time for pushing. They are basically racial. And there are some home things that we weren't allowed to do. We weren't allowed to dance. We would dance. We'd get a whipping. And we learned to dance. We didn't dance at home, but we learned to dance. Nothing wrong with dancing. As long as it's not dirty dancing, there's nothing wrong with dancing. You can dance for the Lord. So that comes to mind quickly. Home. When we were told that there were certain things we weren't allowed to do because of our color, and some places we weren't allowed to enter, and then there were some places we were allowed to enter, but we found ourselves insulted. Boundaries were good, and the boundaries that they had at home, they were good. They were meant for our good, and some of them weren't really good or really just, but the intent was to keep us out of trouble, and I respect that. And so there were the things that they thought were troublesome, which really weren't, but their intent was to get out of their intent.
Do you think that the lack of boundaries is driving our society crazy, or is it the lack of staying within those boundaries, or do you think it's a combination of both?
Now, it's just, things are so wide open that, and because of media and the internet and the things, just people see things, and young people see things like the old people, and it's just okay. And it's just like the sky is the limit. Like back in the Bible, there came a time when it said people just did what was good in their own eyes, and that's the way it seems today, and you just see all kind of mayhem and crazy things going on that you couldn't imagine back in the day. The boundaries just don't seem to exist. It's just we do what's right in our own eyes. We do it to our own detriment. And the boundaries that kept people from doing a lot of crazy things were at one point the godly boundaries, and now we don't. We've kicked God out of it, and so it's whatever I say, whatever I think, and it's just a whole lot of crazy thinking going on because those boundaries are not there. Young people are wandering into areas where they really get hurt, get consumed, really. The boundaries are just knocked over. Everything's kicked over. So it's kind of a sad time now.
I know there are, like, people have boundaries, like, within their religion, whether they're Christian, Muslim, atheist. Like, what area of boundaries do you think we emphasize on the most in America?
I think the most relevant are the sexual boundaries, because you sin against your own body when you don't know that this is a temple. And it's the temple of the Holy Ghost, and when you don't know that, you really don't know what you're doing. And when you realize that's the, I just believe that's the worst one, to sin against your own body. And the Lord doesn't even say you sin against me, but you to love yourself. Right? Mm-hmm. If you really love yourself, you really had proper understanding, you wouldn't do that. And those of us who did, and you look back, once you come into that realization, how horrible that is to sin against, not sin against God or other people, but your own body. I think that's the worst boundary.
Okay.
The worst boundary.
So since you think that's the worst boundary, can you give an example of when crossing that boundary is, you know, harmful? It could be for you or for a loved one. Just any type of example that you can think of.
At any point. To fornicate or commit adultery. At any point, at any age, at any stage of your life, you not only, you can get diseased,
mm-hmm.
and over and beyond that, you become spirit with whatever person you're involved with, mm-hmm. sexually. That spirit is one, you become one, whether you're married or not, you become one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have multiple partners, you have multiple spirits. Mm-hmm. And you're really not your original spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So